going downwards. And Jews moved from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. But there were not many Jews that moved from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, the main communication between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael was by virtue of visiting scholars. As we will see when we discuss the first generation of Amoraim, there were people who would come to Eretz Yisrael to learn in the yeshivas for a year or for 2 years, and then go back to Bavel and report what they had learned in Eretz Yisrael, and then come back to Eretz Yisrael again and say what the people in Bavel said about what they learned. So you had this cross-pollinization of ideas and intellect and the differing viewpoints that would carry back and forth between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. But most of the traffic was one way. Most of the traffic was to leave Eretz Yisrael. And especially with the death of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, the ascendancy of the Babylonian Jewish community over the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael becomes complete. Yes?
Were the Romans still in charge?
The Romans were still in charge, but the Romans were much more benign. And the situation was not one of fearsome prosecution. It was just one of occupation and of lack of independence. And the Jews, at least temporarily, gave up the idea of having an independent state or being able to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash or coming to any sort of political accommodation with the Romans. To a great extent, they accepted their lot. The Roman emperors at this time were not very upright and honest people, but the fearsome persecution of the Jews diminished. The Christians were being persecuted very, very strongly, and the Roman Empire was now in the throes of the great dispute between Rome and the Christians, a great battle that the Christians would eventually win. Within a century, by the year 330, Rome would become Christian. So the Roman Empire is being sapped from within. But the Jews, to a certain extent, enjoyed a period of benign neglect. Also, another reason why Bavel was very popular was the fact that the Romans were not strong in Bavel. For whatever reason, the Romans were not very strong in Bavel, and the Christians were not strong in Bavel. And therefore, the Jews found a hospitable enclave where they would not have to fight the wars that they had to fight throughout the rest of the Roman Empire in order to exist and have their own communities and be of a strong nature. That didn't exist in Bavel. The problems the Jews had in Bavel were from the Zoroastrians' faith, from the Persians, from the Parthians, but those were passing troubles, relatively speaking. They were in Bavel was a haven for the Jews for almost 1,000 years. And it was a safe haven, a comfortable haven. The Jews enjoyed being there, and they were able to develop their life and their scholarship, etc. So that's why the traffic ran that way. Now, the Talmud tells us some very interesting things about Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya, for instance, even though he was well-established when he in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, he was a poor man. And he was supported by Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi had to support him. The Talmud tells us that he put him into a silk business, shmata business, textile business, with his son, with Rabbi Shimon Barebi. They were partners in it. But it seems from the Talmud that Reb Chiya's fame would not be built upon the silk business. The Talmud also tells us a few insights about the man. And the Talmud tells us that he had a terrible shrew as a wife who caused him a great deal of pain and embarrassment and public embarrassment.